Parshas Eitev. Like the Tanan Moshe speaks to Klal Yisrael and mystifies Klal Yisrael, instructs Klal Yisrael. He reminds them of their past. He tells them about the present. And he pre-warns them about the future. That's what these parshas are all about. And in the middle you have a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klal Yisrael and he tells them, Hamoylicha, the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Pasuk before says, you'll forget the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Who is this Rabbeinu Shloilam? Hamoylicha ba'midbar ha'gadol va'noiro. He sent you through the midbar. Nochosh, Sorov, Akrov, scorpions, snakes, Vitzimoyin asher ein moyim, it's Pasuk Tezvon. Vitzimoyin ein moyim, thirst without water. Hamoyti lechon mayim, took out water for you, Mitzurach halomsh, from the rock. What's the Pasuk shot? In Surah Halomish, Maimarib, right? That he took water out of a rock. L'chayez Abyssal Shreh, the connection of the things in the Pasuk. The Midbar, what? Nochosh, Sorov, Akrov, and no water. Those were the only components in the Midbar. The Midbar had no food either. There was no more in the Midbar either. What's he saying? The midbar, that there's Sorov and Akrov and Nochosh, and there's no water. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo took water out for you. There was no food either. Clothing also the Rabbeinu Shlomo gave them. Right? The Rabbeinu Shlomo took care of them with the Anonim. The Rabbeinu Shlomo took care of them with clothing. So Vaz Epis, in the middle of the Pasuk, that we discuss on how dangerous the midbar is, that it has Nochosh and Akrov, all of a sudden, part that I am the Pasuk runs in with a new thing, that what? There was no water in the midbar. The Shaykhah. Why are the two so intimately connected? Nochosh, there was Akra, and there was no water. A lot of things weren't in the midbar. Why do these two things go together? I saw a beautiful pshat. Very choshev is safer, Paneach Rozo. Taka Paneach Rozo, he's saying, Amori de Gavorti. Rozo's secret, he reveals the secret. He said, Amori de Gapshadia. Alpi de Gimori and Barachis, Taflam and Gimel. Morris says over the story, Taflam and Gimel. The Gemara says over the story in Lamed Gimel, Ma'isa b'mokoy mecha choya orut. It was a snake. Right? The Mepharshim, the Rishonim explain orut is from the snake family. V'hoyo mazik is a briyot. What is a snake? A snake is a mazik. He did his job. He was mazik is a briyot. Could someone just close the door and... And he was mazik de briyot. Bo v'hoidiyu. And they came. And they notified later of Chanina ben Daisa that there's such a problem. Amalehem, he said to them, Herali as chayroi, show me the hole. Herayu as chayroi, they showed him the hole. Nasan akevei al pi achayr, he put his foot on the chayr. Yatsav v'noshchay umei soisei arut. The Oru bit him, Oru did his part, and he died. The Oru died. Matay al Ksefoy, we all know the end of the story, he put him on his shoulder, he put the snake on the shoulder, the Avila Beis HaMedrash, Amalem Ru Bonai, see my children, Ein Oru Dmeimis, it's not the Oru that kills, Elachet Meimis. It's not the Arud, it's the Chet. From that time on, they had a saying. What was their saying? Gezachten Gat. Oy loy li'adah. Woe is to the person Shepaga by Oru. That a snake came in his path. Oy loy li'oru. Then woe to the snake Shepaga by Reb Chanina ben Doisa. The Oru was bite Reb Chanina ben Doisa. And where in all other cases the person died, here the snake died. So Rashi, what happened? Matzasi, Balachas Gedolus, Amri b'Marava, that they said in Yerushalmi, Kisha'arud Noishech Esa'adam, when the Arud bites the person, Ima Arud Kaizen L'mayim, if the Arud comes before the water, Me'Esa'adam. Vima Adam Kaizen L'mayim, and if the person gets, reaches the water first, Mesa Oru. The Oru can stop. It depends who gets to the water first. An interesting Rashi, interesting Bach, interesting Yerushalmi. That when a snake bites a person, there's a race to the water. If the snake gets there first, the person dies. And if the person gets there first, the snake dies. The nafs, the nafs, Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina had a nafs. The nivka, mayin, mitachas akevoy. The water sprung from beneath his heel. The man who was first to the water, Chanina ben Doisa. That was the nafs of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Hamoy lichcha b'mibar gadol v'noyro nochosh soro v'akov v'tzimoyin asherei moyin. You were there with the snakes without water. So what should have happened to you? You should have died. Hamoy kilecha mayim mitzurach halomish. The Rabbi Yishmael put water there. Moy yudik had shot in the pasuk. Moy yudik. Here he lifts up the pasuk. You went in a midbar. Look at the good of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. Look at the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. He sent you through a midbar. Danger. Danger of snakes and scorpions. There was no water, so theoretically there should be no keel. You shouldn't have been able to live through the midbar. The Rabbeinu Shloimeh produced the water there, but that. Sounds like he produced it! Canadian noise. Well, Shane Pshat the Post, yeah. What's the Pshat? Hamoy Lichicha, Bamidbar, Hagadol, Hanoiro. What are we stressing? The Midbar. You went in the Midbar. Okay, you went in the Midbar, that's safe. Hagadol, Hanoiro. Why are we stressing the Midbar so much? If the point is that a boy is saying it's dangerous, Tamoy Lichcha b'Midbar. There were snakes and he gave you water. What's the stress so much on the Midbar? Took you through the Midbar. There were snakes and you got the water. Midbar, Hakodol, Manoyo. What is this Midbar? What do we want here? I mean, the point is that the Rabbi Shalom saved you from a matzah of snakes, alright? You started off what? I'm literally took you through this tremendous midbar. What's this midbar? What do you want with this midbar? Nothing. You remember there was snakes and remember there was water. What's up with the midbar? Such emphasis on the midbar. What is this midbar that we have that Moshe Rabbeinu is emphasizing to Klal Yisrael? So before we answer this kasha, I want to give you a very big hakdamah. Try not to lose track from the kasha. The shayla, push the shayla, pshat. The gevort of the paneach rosh of Moshe, the gevort. Moshe is telling the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh that there was nachash and akrov, and still the Rabbeinu Shloimeh produced water. So what if the stress that he took you through the midbar? But okay, I mean that's where we know the story happened. Took you through the midbar. See, Amos is like this one. Reb Hanania ben Noisa put his foot on the hole. What should have happened? Let's see, Akupan Rashi should have done. The way it stood without the nest, he should have died. Not the shot. Reb Hanania ben Noisa fought and he was tackled right and he was above it. He tackled me in the nest. How can a person go put himself in a matzah that he needs a nest? Mashal kasha. Mashal fik the money to get kasha. How did Reb Hanania ben Noisa take in his own hands the right to put himself in a matzah that the only way out is a nest? And it's like, now a nest we know. If the tzad was, he held, he was above it. Okay, so he held that it's not going to be a problem for him. But he didn't know that in the truth was it was a problem. But what's the pshat? That because he was a chanan, even Noisa, the Rabbi Shalom made a nest. You're not allowed to do a thing like this. How did the chanan, even Noisa, do this? Another Shailu Marshal, why does he put his heel? Why did he have to put his heel? The only Avi was able to put his hand there, but to put his heel there. And the Marshal answers, because it has to do with the passing of Nachash, right? The Hu Yishufenu, okay, right? Part of the clothes that Nachash is lost. A pastor, right? So what's the pshat? Who is the fenu? Okay, where does he bite? He bites where? How does he bite the chayta? Okay, but he shakes the pasuk. So to show that if you're not a chayta, the Rabbi Shalom can undo that, he put his foot. It's only because you're a chayta. So when Taka took the pasuk, he took the scenario of the pasuk and said, "Apple Peter, you see, I'm different." You see, it's someone who's a tzaddik is different. Lays off the mashal. We'll soon see the significance of this mashal. Why Taka didn't pick? The mashal seems to say that he picked the posse. The posse that says he should better walk in, he took the scenario of the posse. As we begin to answer how Reb Hanania ben Noisa was saimach on a nest, we'll maybe explain what Taka the Pshat and Taka the scenario of the Pops. See you in a minute. Al Toponim, the Shaila itself, the Fau, the Shaila, the Marshal Shaila, how is he what? How is he Soyna Kalanes? What right did he have to be Soyna Kalanes? The terraces could be as follows. No, before we get to the terrace, I'd rather once said Al Peter's once said a point of Al Peter's and Gevaldik of Shat. We find by Yosef it says Vaborei Einboi Moi, right? They threw him in Vaborei Einboi Moi. So Chazal say there was no water. There were snakes. I never understood this Chazal. The Torah had to tell me there were snakes in a backwards way. Say there were snakes there. Why does it have to be? And from there we learn out of Nechash Makrav and Yeshboi. Say there's Nechash Makrav. It has to be done the back. Through the back door. You can't tell me straight. The Torah couldn't tell me it was the Chosh HaKrab. How do they tell me? My boy raised angry mind. But to see this shot, it's divided. You see what we're saying now? It's beautiful. The problem of the Chosh HaKrab is this to my boy raised angry mind. If there would be water, it wouldn't be a problem. That's the stuff. Why was there a problem here? Because my boy raised angry mind. Not the Chosh HaKrab by themselves didn't mean so much the problem. The real problem was what? With Simoyin and Mayim, like in the Midrash. There's no way to save yourself. The male, that's the connection. That's why the Torah, otherwise, what's our Shaitis? Habore came with Mayim, but the Kronim inhabited. Maybe Habore came with Mayim and inhabited it in place of the air conditioner. Habore came over in Miami and it has it at the restaurant. And he goes, look. So what do you want? My partner, it ain't Avery Mayim. Harry says, the Torah is telling me Avery Mayim, therefore the Chosh Makrom became a problem. That's the Rabbeinu, Avery Mayim. Otherwise, what's the Shaykhus? There's no water, there's the Chosh Makrom. The Shaykhus. But after upon him, the Pshat, the Shaykhus, ain't Soim Chanalanes. How did Chanani be told to be Soim Chanalanes? So the Pshat that Parshat that he say, Tetzadik, you talk in this. It's a Soif, it's a Soif, stay to talk. Tzadikim don't have Ness. By them, Ness is Teva. Tzadikim are Lamalim in a Teva. They have a different hemisphere. We live in this world. They live in some other world. To them, yes, Ness is Teva. Memela could be to a Zad Tzadik, like a Chananya ben Doisa. There's no thing they turn to on Ness. His home of who's is Ness? But can't the Tzadik's regular day-to-day life is Ness? To us, that our daily life is governed by Teva, he could be Soimach on us. Maybe. Again, the Mashal brings Rayas. Losing Mashal brings Rayas, but even the Goyim were not even said that we're not Soimach on us, that's part of his Kasha. The Teva Tzav voice, they could be like this. There was a klala, Adam Harishon, B'zeyach Apecha Toichalecha. B'zeyach Apecha Toichalecha. Shaking Toysmas, I don't know if anybody knows, there are Toysmas in Al-Khumish. The whole set of Toysmas in Al-Khumish. Shaking Toysmas, showing Toysmas. That the klal of b'zeyach apecha toicha lechem is not for everybody. Not for everybody. Some people are above, are mufka from b'zeyach apecha toicha lechem. For example, kings, the name lochem, do they have to work for their money? No. I do the klal of b'zeyach apecha toicha lechem. Not everybody has it. Mashe'e gain be'etzev tel libonim of toices. This that a woman has to have pain during childbirth? Every woman. Nobody's mufka. Nobody's a special case. Every woman has a pain. Whether you're a bat melech or a simple person. Everybody. Why some choices? Because the chet of Chama was worse than the chet of Admarisha. She saw it. She was goyrim. He went along. And the mela in the klala to Admarisha are exceptions. Not everybody gets it. Adam means he's mufka a little bit from the klala. There are times that he can be mufka from the klala. And Isha's always. Every woman has it. Now, boys. In the Hakkam, B'zeyat HaPecha Toicha Lecha, we know that there's one other person that's mufka from his klala. Toisa seems to say, rich people. People who are born on the mountain, so to speak. They were born in the in the treasure chest. They were born to rich parents. But we know there's one other person that's also moved up in the klal of Zayat HaTavah Tehillah. The Mishnah in Avis tells us. The Mishnah in Avis says, Reb Nechunya ben Akana Oymer Kol HaMekabal Olav Oil Toiro Ma'avirin mimenu oil derecheret. The cholam toirik mimenu oil toirah nois n'mol of oil malchus oil derecheret. And the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rambam both were, what's the pshat? What do you mean ma'avirin mimenu oil derecheret? Your panosa comes easy. If a person puts a chalayin in toirah, he puts himself into learning, ma'avirin mimenu oil derecheret, the Mishnah. Something the Rishayim wants to pshat, then there's no Zayt HaPecha by him. But that's what the Rishayim seems to be saying. He gets his panot easy. If you're, whatever it is, the klala that's the get to everybody, oil that said it, is not the get to the Ben Torah. Where is the commissioner? that in the klala that was given to all the Rishon, b'zeh ha'pechot toich ha'lechem, who's mufta from it? The Ben Torah. The Ben Torah is mufta from it. What's the pshat? Why are certain people picked not to have the klala of Adam Rishon? Why is the Ben Torah granted the zchus, the right, not to have the klala? Why is he different than anybody else? All the Marisha got a klala, she got everybody. Not everybody gets it. And so Tosis is my retirement. I give a klala to Adam, to all mankind, all human men. Not everybody. Shut. And we see here, no, the Torah is different. He doesn't have it. My boy said Terrence is very cautious. The person that goes back to Adam Arisha Torah Machet, he doesn't have the klala for Adam Arisha. The person who can elevate himself to be a person who lives like Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet, then the klala doesn't apply to him. That's the pshat in the Ben Torah. Why does the Ben Torah not have the Zeret HaPecho Toich HaLechem? Because what? He goes back. He lives in a different world. He lives in the world, I mean, it's not exactly like Adam Rishon Kayim Achet, but to some degree he lives in a Gan Eden. He doesn't live in the outside world. He lives in a Gan Eden. He doesn't live in the streets of business. He doesn't live in the walls of college. He lives in the yeshiva. He lives in Gan Eden. He's the head of Yisrael Ashkina. He lives in a Rabbi Shlom's Torah. So this person does not have oil derech eretz. He doesn't have the klal of the zeret hapecho toich halechem. Mitatza, I think, that the state mefurish in the Rambam. Furish b'al kofonim, after we show you the dig. Mefurish, that's what the Rambam meant. Shaykh the Rambam is Shmita the Yoivul. The Lama Loizacha Levi Benachlas Eretz Yisrael. Why was he not Zoicha Benachlas Eretz Yisrael Uber Bizacha and Echav? Why did B'nai Levi not get? If Neshahum do Lavri to Hashem, Lashorsoi, Ulahoy is Drocha by Yeshorim, Levi's job is to be the mentator. Levi's job. Nice, just like even close the door. Lady's job was what? To be the mentor for Hoyrois. Shinema, your image to Zechel Yako, the Sayyid of Sul Yisrael, the Figa, Hugdalu, Midaki, Oilo, the Loyneuchel, the Loyneuchel, the kids are ladies different. Shake the Ram and Allah, he's Gimel. The Loy Shaved Lady, Vilvat, Elokai, Lish, Vish, Miko, Boy, Oilo. Anybody from the world, Asher Nodvo, Ruchoi, Oisoi, Vivinoi, Vidai, Libota, Lamoi, Vifnei Hashem, Lishorsoi, Lomboi, he stands elite, he stands separated from the rest of the world. Ladat Hashem, Viholach Yoshor, Kimoisho, Soelikim, he went straight, he goes straight. Like the voice on created, Uporak Mial Savoroi Oilach Hezboinis Arabin, and he undid all the Hezboinis of people, Ashabitsum and the Odom, Pagosu, made all the Mishigatim of the belt, he stays away from it. Kareid and Iskadish Koydish Kadoshim, the Yia Hashem Chelkoi Benachlosoi, which is Gan Eden, he gets Gan Eden. The Omer Laman, the Yiskula, the Oilam Azed, Tavara Mastikloi. He gets in this world enough that he needs. Kemoi Shazachu, like a Hanam Levim, just like the Rabbi Yishon gave to Hanam Levim. Hare Dovra Melchav, Hashem Oimer, Hashem in us, Chelki, the Kaisi, Atta Toimuth Goyroli. Satan Rambam, who is this Ben Torah that Zoycha to be like Levi? That he's Libod Alami with Ne Hashem Lishor Shilovdei Lidev Hashem Vehalach Yoshor Kimoish Osolu Elikim. He is like the Moishon created. He is like all the reason kind of Achet. He was created without Chet. He was created Yoshor, and he remained Yoshor. Satan Rambam, this person is Zoycha, and he doesn't need Oyel Mazeh. He doesn't have Oyel Panoso. He doesn't have the best of Tafa Tzaycha Lacha. The Rebbeinu Shloim is Kalkoi, and left in Gan Eden. He lives in Gan Eden. He eats from Gan Eden. He sleeps in Gan Eden. He gets everything that he needs from the Gan Eden, the Yeshiva. That's it. Rambam. Look in the Rambam. Beautiful with deek and the words around right? Baholach Yashar. Kimoish are so well kid. What does that mean when he goes Yashar? Let's put that. We're talking about a mental talmachov. When he goes Yashar the way that a boy Yashar made him. What are you talking about? It's because he's like Adam Yashar Kaidam Achay. He's Adam before Adam becomes Betumim. He's Adam before Adam becomes a Shtikpinif in the street. He's Adam before the Adam turns into a behemoth. He's still Adam. He's like Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet to a certain extent. But such a person is no call of his day at that time. There's no such thing. Rabbi Sai, many people Chazal told us, not many, but there was a list of people Chazal told us, they never died. Tzadikim, the biggest of tzadikim. Right? Right? Who else? Eliyahu HaNavi. Right? Pinchas. Right? Big people, they never died. Ida the Tlala. Of Misa. It was Misa on people. Misa the terraces. These aren't people. These are people tied to my head. That's the pshat in these chazalim. These people are mufka from the klala. They have no shaykes to the klala. Because they're living in a world of koyim afet. They're living in a world that they're v'holach yashar, kimoish aso elikim. And they were all the klalas. All the klalas are not negayah to them. Not negayah to these people. Reb Chananya ben Doiso. Who was Reb Chananya ben Doiso? And the emphasis is, Rabbis, I just want to speak out one other nekuda here. You ask me, Zondach, that the Ben Toyer doesn't have his answer, Tzapech HaToyer HaLachem, right? Where's his panos? You see, he doesn't have his answer, Tzapech HaToyer HaLachem, he's talking about panos even. Right? We don't see the checks. You walk into the yeshivas, the checks are always late. So good, you're right. He doesn't have his answer. He doesn't have to work. He doesn't get money either. So what are we telling the person? You don't have to toil. No. If I could tell the person you don't have to toil, you'll make money anyway. I hear the chop. I hear the cooks. But if I tell you don't have to work, and what happens? You don't make money either. I don't need the Rambam for that. I don't need the Torah for that. That's, you walk in the street, you know that. If you're not going to work, how about that people take it easy? You walk into Harlem, every Schweitzer takes it easy. He's on welfare. That's what the Schweitzer is. I'm not the yes, I that you that what? If you don't work, you don't make money. That's what I need to tell you for. So what are you going to tell him? He does make money. He doesn't make money. The Teresha boy says, you don't know what it means to make money. You don't know what it means to make money. You think making money means more numbers in the bank account. That's not called making money. The Gemara says, I'm the same Reb Chananya ben Doiso. Who was Reb Chananya ben Doiso? Sofi Gemara, Omer Reb Yehuda, Omer Rav. The morning time is Chabdala in the day, the Chol Yoyim, the Yoyim. Bas Chol Yoyim, says Zoy Meret. Kol Oilam, Kulay Nizayim, Bishvil Chananya ben Yehuda. The whole world has panosa because of Hananiah. The Hananiah, you know about Hananiah, the whole world makes millions of dollars because Hananiah. You know what Hananiah does? You know what he makes? The Hananiah b'ni Dayoi become Harubin. It doesn't say he makes a lot. It's Dayoi, he has enough with Kav Harubin. Panosa means to make what you need to make. Panos is enough to sustain yourself. Dayo, it's enough. Not the pshat he makes or he doesn't make. He makes very little, but the pshat is his dayo. That's enough for him. Like the Lashon HaRambam over here is also. The Yiskele, when we talk about the Talmud Chacham, Shneis and the Rambam, the same Rambam I just read to you, the Yiskele, the Oilam HaZeh, Dov Ramas, Big Loi. He's not going to walk away with a Continental. I don't know, today the cars are even fancier, has better names, faces. The Jeep Cherokee, that's the new one. The Jeep Cherokee. That's the new, yeah. He's not going to walk away with these bottles. That's not, you can forget about him having a Volvo or a Chmese or whatever the mistake. He's not going to have it. But the boy doesn't need it. That's not what Panos is. It's Barbara Mark McLoy. We're missing screws when it comes to this thing. We have a very lopsided idea of what panos is. What does the word panos mean? Lifanes, right?
Sustain.
So how does sustainability have anything to do with millions of George Washingtons and Abraham Lincolns in the back? What's the connection? Well, we possibly have a wrong translation of the word panosa. What does the word panosa mean? Lefarnes, right? It's the same myself.
Washington.
That's right. And not even the Calcellus. The Talmud Chacham has Panosa, but you don't know what Panosa is. Panosa is Dover HaMaspik Loi. Dover HaMaspik Loi is Panosa. Yeah, the Kailul check that comes once in 2 months, that's enough it. Baruch Haraya, he's looking. To prove it, Elept. He's living. Is he living or is he dying? Sustaining his family, or he's dying from hunger. You walk into the house, oh, shit, there's bread, there's milk. Maybe you're not going to have a 5-course ice cream dish. You know, today, I'm all it used to be, there were 5 main courses. I was by a wedding this past week. There were 20 courses and desserts. There were 20 different desserts. But that's panasa. That's luxus. That's a Hashverish. That's a party. That's a party, that's a chmezva. I don't know which. It's not even the Olam HaZeh that it used to be. It's a new Olam HaZeh. What is it? 50 courses of dessert and 50 side dishes and this dish and that dish. The Chofetz Chaim. This is my Zeta Zechayin Old Bro. There were times he didn't make Havdalah on wine, made on beer. Gam Yain is more mehuder. It's much better to make on wine Havdalah. Moistus, veld wine, who has it? Cost an extra few cents, who has wine b'chlam? 40 years later, let me who has wine. You throw wine out the window, what's wine? Person who doesn't have wine, what are you talking about? He should be on every... What are you talking about? He's an oni ve'evi, you'd be collecting for him in the streets. You would welfare and the food, so you would have every... He would be on every government program. Including every Jewish program, right? Hotach Dishkivai, yes. So the Chofetz Chaim lived. Did he die? Pass Vishal. Did he live? Yeah. Was he Mepharnes? Yeah, Mazda was Mepharnes' family. Did he know the Chia Panos? He knew there was a Chia Panos. He opened up the store. But Panos would make the Shabbat wine. If there's no need to have the wine, no need to have the wine, then the Panos would make the Shabbat wine. Panos means to have beer. if you could sustain yourself on potatoes. So panosa made the chef steak, it means that potatoes. It means that chicken instead of steak. A steak. A pelagazak. People eat steak every night in America. Who hasn't heard of it in Europe? Did they live in Europe? Avada. Were they big in Gedali Torah? Avada and Avada. So pelagazak, you would think the more luxuries you have, the bigger the Torah you become. It's easier to learn. I've seen America not like that. The more luxuries we have, the less B'nai Torah we become. In Europe, they had nothing. That's not what Parnassah is. We have a wrong conception of Parnassah is. Parnassah is davar amastik loy. Dayoy bekav haruvin. It was enough for him bekav haruvin. Let's head back a little bit to understand the pasuk. The Gemara says, "Why nitna Torah ela la'ochli amot?" What was the midbar? Our rishonim tell us they were oichli amot. What do you mean oichli amot? They were like all the Marishim before the chet. There was no bezeis hapecha toicha lechem for them. Everything was given to them on a silver platter. And Muna, the whole idea of the midbars of the Rishonim, the Sipurna Lamashal, that it was a Muna. They had to take a trip through the midbar to excel in the midas that are called Eichle Amon. In order for them to get Torah, in order for them to go to Eretz Yisrael. The emunah that goes into a ben Torah, that everything's from the Rabbeinu Shloimeh, and that whatever the Rabbeinu Shloimeh gives me is enough, and I don't need more, that's what they had to excel in the midbar. Ha'moy lichichor ba'midbar, ha'godoy la'noirah. We took you through the midbar. We took you through the midbar that what? That you should be like all the Marishan Koyim Achet. We took you through the midbar that you should excel and not have Chatoyim. You should work on yourself. You should have the mindless that the midbar gave you. The midbar was a workout in Yirah Shemayim. It was a workout to prepare the person for Torah and Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, I'm a leader of Amibu, therefore, not a sort of the Akrab, even when there was no Simoy and Mayim, you still live through it. That's the pshat. If you're on the Madrid of Amalikach of Amibu, if you live through a Midbar, you don't have to be afraid of the Nachash. Reb Chananya ben Doisa, he put his foot there. What would he say? Why is foot of Ashayat? Because of the pasuk. Who's the Shufenu Ake? You know the Arachayim Bada says on that? Who's the Shufenu Ake? Zog the Arachayim? Or Yemo is Michael Shuf Kananya Mendoisa? In this pasuk, there's a reference to Kananya Mendoisa. That what? Shinov Shoinoch is Paragli Beit Hanokosh, Shufizia Shofoish and Paragli Miroisha Shonokosh. The Maisa of Rav Chananya ben Doisa is that the Klala doesn't apply to people like me. People who are Dayoy B'Kav Charuvin, people who live like Oichle Amon, they don't have a problem of a Nachash. That's what Rav Chananya ben Doisa was saying. If you're Oichle Amon and you're Bal Emuna and you're Maspik with what you have, you don't have the Klala B'Hut Tishufenu Akei. That's why he put his foot there. Like the Mashal says, based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk, does he have to what? Because the Pasuk says that that's how Nefesh kills people. No, that's what he was trying to teach you. That Enochanami, the Klal of Nefesh doesn't apply to me. Remain with the Zayas of Tefesh doesn't apply to me because I'm a Dayai, because I'm a Harubin. I don't have oil up on also. You ever notice we never ever said Parnassa? Don't say we Parnassa. Yeah, but it's always called oil on Parnassa. There's two things. There's Parnassa and then there's the oil of Parnassa, which is a separate klala. And the klalas have to make Parnassa. We spoke many times here. People think it's one of the mitzvahs they write that makes Parnassa. Right? It's one of the tayag mitzvahs. I is not in the Torah. There's a teretz for that. What's the teretz for that? I used not to look in the Minyan Mitzvah Rambam. Right? You look in the Minyan Mitzvah Rambam, you're not going to find the Mitzvah of Parnassa. How come it's not? There's a Teretz there. You have a Teretz for everything. Name the Rambam out. Not the Rambam, but a lot of Minyan Mitzvahs don't count the Noyich Hashem Elikah. Why? Because that's the basement. On them the top can Mitzvah. There's no Mitzvah without it. The male to give it. Oh, they same. The God we trust is the Talibus. You know, it's the same. The connection, the Shaifus, because it says in the, it's also a good text. It says in the Talibus that God we trust, there's a clear key, and then have also a Machshamah, a bad one. Bad. Said that's the first mitzvah. Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim. Accept Malchus Shemayim. I'm taking it. I'm accepting it. I'll accept it gladly. What do you say? What's happened here? What happened to us? That's what Reb Hananya ben Doysa taught the world. Doysa, what happened? Ain't a nachash meimis. It's not the nachash, it's you. Hachet meimis. If not for the chet, you'd be Adam Rishon Kaidim Machet. Yes, you could get there. You could be like Adam Rishon Kaidim Machet, and the nachash won't be meimis. I, the klala, the tzribuishim, has his ways. He gives you water there. Tavada. So the original shayla was, I ain't tzaymchen al anes. How can you be sorry about the teretz? It's not a nes. For him, it's teva. If Hananya ben Doysa is like all the Venetian guys in my head. So the main one, there is no klala. Open who to shufen wake. Avada. The shayla of the mashal givaldik. How was he able to put himself in a matzah where there's a suffix that maybe there should be a problem and he has to be slaying on a nest? If there is, it doesn't mean nest. To us it was a nest. To Teva was a nest. But to us, to Hananya ben Doysa live kind of matzah, it was not a nest. He never had the klala that he should need the nest. When Rashi says a nest happened, Rashi used the word nest, it means in Teva there was a nest. But it wasn't a nest that happened to him. For him, there was no problem in Nefesh in the first place. That was the Teva. The Teva was that the water should come and heal him because there was never a klal in the first place. A little to Shufan, okay. As the pshat in the pasuk, Amoy lichecha b'midbar. The Rebbein Shalom took you through the midbar to cleanse you. The Rebbein Shalom took you through the midbar so you should reach the darkest of all. The marish and koydem achet. Loinit the toyre loichle amon. The people like of Hananya ben Doysa. Me'meila nashal v'atrav. Nachasar v'yakav v'tzimayin asher ein boimayin. Even if there's no water. The Tzimoy means it's thirsty that there's no water. Base enough that there's no water. Thirsty is thirsty. Parrots is, we're not discussing thirst. We're discussing Ein Boi Mayin. The Nekud is not the thirst. The Nekud is Ein Boi Mayin. And still you're able to go through it because I'm Boi Tzulachal Mayim Yitzrachalam Shirboi Shul puts the water there for you. When the Ben Toyer is sinking, he doesn't have Parnassa, the Rebbein Shlomo puts the Mayon there. The Rebbein Shlomo puts the thing there for you. The Rebbein Shlomo puts the Parnassa in front of you. And I can tell you from my own personal experiences. Got the tunk yesterday. I had a problem. A second later, and it was a child of mumness. It would have cost me a lot of money, a certain problem that there arose. I went into to the person where the problem arose. I went into the house of the person where the problem arose to ask him to help me with the problem. And Punkteri gave me money for a different thing which I didn't realize that he had to give me money for. The Rabbanim Shalom, like the very famous thing by Hagar, saved by Hagar, that right, there was no water. Hashem opened up her eyes and there was a bear mayim. A stream of water. The bear was always there. Her eyes were closed. Vayitach Hashem and say, now, right, if you small, the mice are there, that you right, ready to die. But the malach, no story. Mitamol afterwards. Vayitach Hashem and say, now, he opened up her eyes, he ate bears. I'm going to show you the bear was always there. The eyes were closed. Now she opened the eyes, she realized it. The same thing, the panos is there, Rabbi. It comes, you're never going to sink. If you sit and learn Torah, there's aftacha that you're not going to sink. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. If you have the right emunah, if you have the madreg, it's a chananya bendai, so that what? That you're like the oichle amon, that you're having lichcha b'midbar. You talk and venture out from the midbar. You stay away from all the taivis and rishis of the world. You're having lichcha b'midbar. You come to the yeshiva, you stay away from what you'll get. There'll be even if there's not much viachro v'tzimayin e'mayim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam v'lachamayim, there'll be water there. Hashem will open up your eyes and you'll see it. Vayiftach Hashem eseinel, He'll open your eyes and you'll see it. Make cheshbonis, I have to speak to this one, to that one, achvei, to this college grant, this thing and that thing, and the mail of this will happen. You'll sit and learn, and you'll see it open up for you in ways that you have never dreamt, in ways that you could have never thought of by yourself. Even from rock. Even where it looks like it's rock, there's no way out of it. You're not going to take water out of a rock. Are you crazy? Come tell a person here, I'll take water out of rocks. So rocks in fact, sugar. It's out of his mind, right? But there are a bunch of them that works. But you have to be amoylichecha b'midbar. You have to be able to say to yourself, Dayoy, I don't need. I have a different understanding of what parnasa is. Parnasa is not what the world calls parnasa. That's luxus. That's luxury is what the world calls parnasa. Parnasa is sustaining. Sustaining. You sit and learn. You fix yourself. You take care of yourself. You are my lichcha b'midbar. You'll get it. Not what's negel lemaisa. We speak many times, never telling anybody here not to work or yet to work. Yet to go to, I don't even want to say the word in the shir, to go to the college, not to go, what do you want to call it over there? She was we call it the koilulich. Try not to use the word college. The koilulich. It's koil and koilulich. I'll go upon him. We're not discussing that. And like we said many times, each case is different. But you have to know the emuna that one should go. Once you are going, or once you feel the necessity to look into it, but remember the correct emuna. The correct emuna is it's not you. If you're going to learn, if you're going to do what you have to do, it's going to come. It's a famous, just give a little humor, a little bit into the mice which comes to mind. It's a vitzel, it doesn't mean much, but that's what we sound like. A man and a lady just had a baby. And they come to the Rav, and the man says to the Rav, Rebbe Rav, I just had a boy. And the wife says, I went through 9 months of labor. I went through
the labor.
I said 9 months of labor. I meant 9 months of pregnancy. So I went through 9 months of pregnancy. I went through the labor. And I went through the pain of staying up within at night. And he had the boy. It's the same thing that boy say, that's what we sound like when we say, I make panasa. Idiot was the business. You idiot what you are. You're making panasa? You sound like the man that said, I had. It's after the boynish oil gives you panasa. All the chesboynis of panasa, all the tricks that you had in Bizchaf and the Eibishter. It was the boynish oil who sent you the panasa. It's the boynish oil's doing. And you walk in the street, I had. I make panasa. Foolish person. You don't make nothing. Idiot was the business. In 1 second, the whole thing could turn around. What stops now? Everybody knows in your life how many millions of things could have went wrong, and Baruch Hashem, everything went right. Apiteva, you could have been down in the dungeons now. You could have been mamish shul taxes. But what? The Rebbeinu Shalom picks you and saves you and does for you and panoses you. You walk in the street. I make panosa. I live here. I do this. That's the musa that you have to learn. Hamoy lichecha b'midbar. Then it's hamoy tzimchamayim mitzurach hamomsh. The boynish one who gives. If you tap and go and you feel whatever the boynish may be, right or wrong, then usually they're wrong. That you have to go out, you have to do, and you have to this, and you have to that, to say it. Good. Okay, you got your head to the point, you went to your rub, right? Yeah, vada panosa, vada. I have to make $60,000 a year. Okay, good. You got your head. Fine. Shame. You got it. Oh, but don't forget, it's not you. And if you do the right thing, you'll get it anyway. And if you do the wrong thing, you won't get it no matter what you do. That's how Moiti Lucha Mayimi Surah Halomish. Takshibi Zoich. Nit me Toyra Loich Lamon. Zoich at the Toyra. Just let's do what we have to do. Rabbi Yisrael will do already what he has to. Believe me, he does plenty. There's plenty of work. The Ralph, we spoke last week in the Chayaka. Right? The Tzadikim, the Shanel Hashem, that even though Tzadik, Shaitan Rashi, no Tzadik could ask. I'll be for his Maisin, for the things that he did. They don't ask. They ask for not the Sina. Effective Chayaka, amazing Akasha. What do you mean they could ask for the things they did? What the Rabbi Yisrael owes you? And he gives a Gemal with the terrorists we spoke last week. It doesn't mean the Maisin that he did in the past. The Maisin he's still going to do in the future. The chesedim that the Rebbeinu Shalom does to a person, we have no shaychus of repaying him. No shaychus. We don't even begin to be able to repay him for the chesedim. So they're doing, they're standing. It's like one aunt says to the other aunt, come, let's go to business together, we'll make panas. You idiot. Anything could come from here and then kill you. And if the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shteik Mechazal, supports Nibetze Kinim from the littlest bug to the biggest animal. So the pshat is the business deals that they make together. You know, every ant does not carry a loan. They can't carry a loan. Mercy Lechem Amol Otzel, Klein Al Rezogin, Lechem Amol Otzel, you see the way they work. They work together. There's a lot of teamwork by the Namala. Schlepp, Tum Ad, Tum Da. Little Namala. Do schleps. If not, 1 second, you're finished. That's what we look like. We're two namalas go there. Yeah, let's make business. Let's do it. Namala was hot from China. What are you, crazy or something? What are you, blind? What are you, stupid? And Yiftach Hashem, open up your eyes and you'll see the panasa. Or open up your eyes and see that you're not the one who's making panasa. The Alster Rebbeinu Shloim. this we should talk to be Zoichot in Torah, and with this we could be a Sagoyal and Kerry Amenu.